every Monday at this time. Mark Govinden, KDLT, calling all sports, joins us on the fan line. Hey, Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, you guys are both there.
Yeah, for the first time in a couple of weeks.
Well, and then what, 2 weeks from now, it'll change again.
Yeah, I'm going to take
Craig's taking more time off.
Take more time. I got to take it off. I got to take some time off.
I encourage that.
Yes, yes.
Me too.
The World Cup. I know that, are you a big World Cup fan? Is it bigger today than it was 2 weeks ago?
Are you asking if it's bigger for me,
yeah,
or is it just
Are you more interested in the World Cup since it's been going on now for a couple of weeks?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's very easy to get drawn into it. There's been a lot of drama. I even stopped what I was doing Saturday afternoon to watch some of the second half of the game between Brazil and Chile. You know, it was well worth mm-hmm. having watched, and normally I wouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's no question that everyone's talking about it, and the games have been phenomenal. There have been some ridiculous games and mm-hmm. upsets, and I'm not sure if there's been any people killed yet, but that'll probably happen.
Well, there's been some biting, but you know what? You can't eat Italian all the time. So, so we'll see what happens with that. Sioux Falls Storm. Totally amazes me. 8 championships in 10 years. What Todd Tryon and Curtis Riggs have done with this is just unbelievable. Another championship for them on Saturday.
Yeah, and well-deserved. I mean, they really had a sensational year again this year. For all intents and purposes, in my mind, if you don't sit your regulars in that last game of the regular season, they had another perfect year. And as Curtis told us earlier this afternoon on Calling All Sports, he felt more pressure this year than he felt before. Hmm. And with the closing of the arena, he in particular, because he lives here and this is home, and I really wanted to finish it up, you know, with a bang and finish it up with another championship. And they played really well in the games against Cedar Rapids and Nebraska. I don't know if they could have played a whole lot better.
We got an owner that spends money. An owner that is willing to spend money to do what it takes, because they'll go play anyone, anywhere, anytime. Where you got a lot of owners in this league that won't do that. And I think that helps bringing players to this town.
Yeah, I think the main thing that brings them to town is the fact that they are always in the running for a championship. And guys, I mean, you listen to Carmelo Anthony right now. I mean, that's his soundbite today is, I want to play, I want to win, I want to play on a winning team. And he's at that point. Now, I'm not a Carmelo Anthony fan at all.
Right.
But I understand where he's coming from, that he's been in the league for quite a while. He's accomplished a lot of things individually. And at this point, what's left? What's left is winning. And to me, that's why, you know, I think that's the big draw here for the Storm, is that they're going to give guys an opportunity to play in the championship, and that's going to give them more exposure. And, you know, for some guys, that's what they want, because mm-hmm. they want to move on to the next level. And for other guys, they just want to be on a championship team. And ultimately, it doesn't matter what sport you're in or what level you're in, winning a championship is what it's supposed to be all about. And that's one thing that they've always presented that opportunity to players who might be considering coming here to play.
It's amazing, Mark, because the Storm are the only team in the IFL, and I'm pretty safe to say this, that can turn players away from major colleges and say, no, we've already got our allotment of guys, because this is ultimately where players want to go because of that success, like you were mentioning.
Well, you don't just necessarily take the best guys that want to come here and play. You take guys that are going to fit into your system. I mean, we've talked with Curtis about that before. It's not dissimilar to the Patriots in the NFL, where it's the system, not the individuals. And Chris Dixon's probably the exception to that rule. Although Chris, you know, he didn't get all the glory this year like he has in the past. He sacrificed a lot of personal statistics and glory for the sake of the team,
yep.
And look where it got him.
Yep.
So,
all right, real quick, with the NBA, since you talked about the NBA, where is LeBron going to go? I just have this feeling that Houston is going to do whatever it can to try to get him. I think if I was choosing between Miami and Houston and a team that's on the way up, close to another 2A championship, I think Houston is the team to go to.
Well, I think there's several places he could go in terms of where it, you know, they certainly would have a chance to win a championship, but you've seen Bosch and Dwayne Wade and LeBron all opt out of their contracts.
Yep.
I just can't believe they're not going to still be together in Miami. I think that's where he'll be.
All right, Athlete of the Week tonight on KDLT.
Well, this is a sport that I think if you love the Old West, you're really going to enjoy this. I'm just going to leave it at that. This is a fun, a little different than most of our Athletes of the Week because it's a different sport. It's a fun one.
Okay. Well, watch tonight there, Mark. Hey, thanks for the time. Have a great week.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Mark Ovenden, KDLT Television, plus Calling All Sports with Marco and Mike H. every weekday at 2 right here on KWSN.